RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
9 o'clock, it's our On the House hour, where we spend the entire hour talking about something specifically on your house. And when we can, we bring in our local tradesmen, craftsmen, experts on the particular topic of the day. And loose general guidelines that may follow our home maintenance calendar. We do try and follow along in there. We have monthly topics, but you know, to print the calendar, that goes to print in July, and a lot of things change from when we print what we think we're going to outline in the following year to when it translates on air, but we're still pretty close.
Print date in July 2019 might change by the time you get to May 2020.
Then again, things changed quite a bit in 2020.
Then things changed a lot in 2020, that's for sure. Golly, I call it COVID chaos crazy is what I call it. I don't know what else to call it. Mercy, mercy. I'm old enough. I've been through more than a couple economic upturns and downturns and swings this way and that way, but nothing has created the logistical nightmare that this has caused, for sure. We've got Mr. Jeff Carmichael of Rias in here, and we're going to be asking you and inquiring about your home right now. Do you have your home ready to survive the heat? Here it comes, huh, Jeff?
Good morning. I think it's here.
Yeah. I think we're actually going to get a little break the next few days. We're supposed to go down to the low 90s, which is awfully
thank goodness.
Nice. I hear people complaining already, and I say, you know, I'm telling you, you ought to be thankful. We had a pretty nice spring so far.
We sure did.
But it's coming. And we have more reason to look forward to it this year.
Hopefully,
If heat and COVID are as big enemies of each other as everybody wants to believe, then bring it on, baby.
Yeah, we'll be good here.
Here we come. Hey, we want to talk a little bit about making sure the home is ready for the heat. And one of the things I tell people all the time, they call, and of course they're trying to beat the man. They want to beat that electric bill in the summer, which is when we are just ravaged, the budget and the pocketbook are just ravaged with the air conditioning load. And so I have people fight that by turning their thermostat to 84 degrees. I have people fight that by covering their windows with aluminum foil. That's a good look. We have people fighting that by screaming at their children every time they open the door to let the dog out in the backyard.
Yep.
And there's just more intelligent, family-friendly ways to deal with it. And I tell them, look, before you go through all those other strategies, have you done a home energy audit? We've only been talking about it since Todd Russo of Rias taught me about it.
Right.
I don't know. What was that? Ten years ago?
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Yeah. Sure beats putting we've seen, locks on thermostats. The homeowners buy a plastic box and put a padlock on it to keep the family from turning it up or down.
Absolutely. But this home energy audit, and I tell people all the time as well, you know, building isn't what it used to be. It's a science today. And we have learned how interrelated a home really can be, and how a window and air static pressure and compressors and condensers and caulk and shade, you know, all come together. But to develop a strategy, you got to get a whole house energy audit. You should spend $400 and get one.
Right. The home works as a system. So it's identifying, where the flaws are in that entire system. So.
And I was being facetious. It's worth $400, but it only costs.
Right. $99.
$99.
Like, and you say, it is truly the best $99 you could spend on your house, just for that much data and information in your hands to make logical decisions on how to combat that utility bill, how to combat those comfort issues.
I think I've seen people spend $99 on Reynolds aluminum foil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, you can spend $100 on a lot of things nowadays, I guess. So
yeah. So $100
yeah.
gets a trained expert out to your home.
Yep.
With, I'm going to guess, what looks like to me of the home inspections I've seen, there's got to be at least $10,000 to $15,000 worth of equipment they're going in the house with.
Yeah, absolutely. Each one of our trucks, and we actually run two guys, so you'll have a trained building analyst and then one of my RIA certified technicians, and they'll work as a team to kind of investigate and CSI go throughout your house with about $10,000 worth of equipment, from blower doors to manometers to all the tools and gadgets that we use to identify those deficiencies. So it's pretty complex place of events that
and then,
take place.
And then you get delivered a completely detailed written report
yeah.
on here are the strategic, here's the low-hanging fruit.
Sure. Yeah, that's the best part of it, is delivering, a 14-page report on all the different items that we tested for and all the different areas of improvement and kind of where to start. So homeowners are never, strong-angled into you got to do this. It's you could start here, you could start here, you could start here. There's a lot of different items that you can do to boost the efficiency of your house without going 100% all in on everything that might be needed.
And if you have that report, it could also help you know when something's being advertised, if it is or isn't going to help you.
Sure. Absolutely.
If you've already got the best windows in town.
Yeah. Yeah, and we find that a lot. It's never one thing, kind of like we talked about how the home works as a system. Putting in the new windows, great investment, right? But brand new windows with a lack of insulation, you're not going to get the full effect. So it's really tackling one item by one item by one item to get to that ultimate goal of, an energy-efficient home.
Now, when we're designing homes now, and we're looking at them, just out of curiosity, it seems like mini splits are going to change a little bit how we lay out our mechanical system in the
sure.
near future.
Yeah, I could definitely see it going that way. Right now, I think the holdback on going to a whole home mini split style air conditioning system is more aesthetic and also the unknown. We're so used to those registers in the ceiling. We're so used to replacing that filter once a month. Hopefully you do. So it's transitioning what you think aesthetically and what we've kind of come to habit to do with air conditioning units and, conventional air conditioning systems, and then kind of rethinking how does this look and how does it function? So I don't know if I'm confident in saying it's the way of the future, but it's definitely going to be a viable option when it comes time to either build a new home or even retrofit a new home.
And that might be a new design, but like you just said, when we're talking retrofit, we still have thousands of existing buildings already that,
yeah.
It seems like every year you think, okay, we're not going to see a AC unit from the 70s, but still, there's AC units from the 70s
yeah.
still out there cranking along.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to go pull start them, but they're out there.
Oh, yeah. My mother-in-law, we serviced their house 2 weeks ago, and I never even looked at their air conditioning system. And it's from, I think, 77, 78. My technician sends me a text, and he says, what a treat. I get to work on a 78 train air conditioning system.
What a treat.
So, yeah, they're out there, and they're chugging along.
And the efficiency that you're going when you upgrade to those is think about your the last vehicle you had that was 10 years old. And
right.
What a difference it was in vehicle from just a 10-year time frame.
Yeah.
We're jumping 77.
Mm-hmm.
You're jumping 30-plus years in technology.
Yeah.
And efficiency. It's
yeah, there's a large benefit to upgrading to today's technology in the air conditioning world.
And there wasn't anything as a SEER rating in the 70s, right?
No. Yeah. So who knows?
The good old days, the 70s. That's when we built the house and put a 5-ton unit on everything.
That's right.
You know what? It wasn't worth getting the complaints that they're not cool. Just give them a 5-ton. And it was exactly the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
And virtually every builder in town was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to talk about air conditioning or home energy audits, have a question about your home system, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Hit 0 when you hear the auto attendant. That'll bypass the message and get you straight into the studio. We're talking with Jeff Carmichael of Rheus Home Performance. And just when you're doing your energy audits, in our blog article that went out on Thursday in our weekly email newsletter, we talk about the most common issues found when we're going through there.
Yeah.
Number one, start off with leaky ducts.
Yeah, that's a big culprit, and I love talking about leaky duct work. It's one of those items on an efficiency, comfort, and health of your home standpoint that it's such a easy fix. It's such an inexpensive fix, and the benefits are significant. So I could talk about leaky air ducts all day long.
People always want to ask me about venting the attic, you know, because they think, let's get rid of the heat up there. I said, well, you don't have to do that. Your ducts are so leaky right now.
Yeah, you're paying to air condition that attic.
You're already air conditioning your attic. Don't worry about venting your attic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've got a couple of important things I want to talk about. Chris is on the hold, and he wants to talk about, well, is it really strategically important to incorporate shade and sunscreening? And I want to get to that with you right after this. But the other important thing I want to talk about is car shopping. And I want to tell you what. In my experience, in 50 years of living here in the Valley, I've only gone to one dealership for 30 of those 50 years. The first 20 years, I was just buying whatever used clunker I could scrap the money together for. But when I started to really shop dealers, and I did, I went around and I found Sanderson Ford. And this goes back to the 70s, early 80s. And I haven't gone anywhere else to buy a vehicle. And I can encourage you more that if you haven't given Sanderson a look, you're cheating yourself. It is the finest car buying experience you could ever possibly experience. These people have been here 65 years. They're Arizona's number one Ford dealership, biggest Ford dealership in America, 64 acres of Ford vehicles. And you're going to be treated like family.